Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. Oh, take a deep breath because there's so much going on. I mean, when you're done with this, you're going to be an election attorney. I swear. I mean, there's so much going on. I want to get into this. Okay, a former aide of Governor Andrew Cuomo's office said it was like the most toxic place to work. Who knew? Well, I thought that place would be like a Cinderella Wonderland or something. The Michigan House Committee is looking into alleged voter fraud in the 2020 election and is threatening Dominion voting systems with a subpoena to appear and testify. I'm hearing a lot of talk. I want to see answers. One question I've been, and I wrote it today in a Stop the Steal type group. I'm like, supposedly Sidney Powell has like the evidence. I think they have like the server and stuff, but she has 100% proof there's voter fraud. Bam. Like the be all end all. And I'm wondering when that's ever going to be released or how that's going to happen. I don't know. Nancy Pelosi will fundraise in Georgia for Senate Democrat candidates. Rob Warnock and John Ossoff. Wow. I mean, most restaurants are going to fold their doors. Most people are not working because of COVID, because of these unconstitutional lockdowns and everything. But you're going to go campaign for them instead of try to come up with a stimulus package to try to, granted, we're going to get $300 and you're going to take $600 out of our paychecks. But hey. Now, you worry about yourself there, Pelosi, okay? Charlie Sheppel, the Archbishop, he warned there's going to be a scandal. Sorry. Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and any other Catholic that it's in Congress that's for abortions, they're not Catholic and they shouldn't be getting communion. Sorry. I am a Catholic and I also go to Victory Temple Church of God. And I'm a believer in Christ, and I grew up Catholic, and you're not going to be a Catholic and accept communion and be against pro-life and support abortion. That doesn't work. Oh, yeah, the Michigan State's Attorney General, Dana Neisel, had a public meltdown over Trump wishing his supporters a Merry Christmas and stated her son looked dated when someone said Merry Christmas to him. Of course, yeah, it was like a big tweet and it was deleted. So that I just want to let you know, if you go to G.MENNEN Williams Building, 525 West Ottawa Street, P.O. Box 30212, Lansing, Michigan, 48909. That's the address to send Christmas cards to the Michigan Attorney General. So flood her with Christmas cards. I want to see her have a conniption. So sad. Well, Visa and MasterCard have announced that they're investigating Pornhub over alleged allegations of, like, videos portraying child abuse and abductions and stuff. I want to get into that. Where's the government on that one? Oh, Lord. Republican like the lieutenant governor and the governor said that they will not call a special assembly and all this because in the Georgia law and in their state's constitutions and all the crap that they have that they can't do this and all that crap, whatever. Oh, they can change everything to have to fit COVID, but when it comes to this, they can't. Oh, we can't adjust the law. Well, Mark Levin is saying, hey, the Supreme Court needs to take this up. There's voter fraud. I'll get into that and so much more. So thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Hey, that's fitting. And it is. I mean, there's so much going on, so much going on, so much going on. So, I want to get into so much. Where to even begin? Where to even begin? Because, like, I mean, I want to get into this really quick because, like, this is just funny. The Michigan Attorney General. Are we that bad, folks? I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. Someone wished me Merry Christmas, and they wanted to pray for me, and I didn't know what to do. I had a meltdown on social media. I was on Twitter, and I just couldn't take it because my son just looked devastated because someone said Merry Christmas. Are you freaking kidding me? If someone came over to me and said, hey, I just feel led to pray. Can I pray for you? I'm like, sweet. Yeah. How did you know? That's God. That's God. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, so that's why I gave her a dress out. So that y'all can send her like thousands and thousands. Because you know how they have those campaigns where my little kid, I want to get like a video going to like where, you know how they have like the things like where like all this kid wants for his birthday is a Christmas card. And then they get like 10 postal trucks loaded full with like a million like birthday cards and gifts and stuff. I want to get that to where there's like 75 like mail trucks pulling up to the P.O. box. So she gets like millions of Christmas cards. So if you want to send the Christmas card to the Michigan Attorney General, it's G.Mennen, Williams Building. That's 525 West Ottawa Street, P.O. Box 30212. So it's 30212, Lansing, Michigan, 48909. And you can send her all kinds of Christmas cards. Make sure they're really biblical and make sure they're super Christmassy. Because I want her to have a real conniption. I can't believe that we have a president that's in a Christian nation telling his worshipers that he... Is I can't believe that a Christian nation would say Merry Christmas. Well, heck, I never thought that Andrew Cuomo's office would be the most toxic workplace, but who knew? I thought that place would be a winter wonderland. I thought it'd be like romper room. Jesus, you kidding me? How could it not be toxic? One minute he's like, I've got 4,000 people, and I've got 2 ventilators, and I got to figure out. I have to play the Grim Reaper here, folks, because you want to play the Grim Reaper? I don't have enough ventilators to go around, and I have tons of people that are on them that need them, and I have to decide who gets a ventilator and who doesn't. You want to be that? Wouldn't that be the doctor's job to decide who gets the ventilator and who doesn't? I'm just saying. And then 2 days later, I'm just stockpiling the ventilators for a rainy day for when we need them. Well, wait a minute. 2 days ago, you had to, the doctor wasn't going to decide who got the ventilators and who didn't. You were. You were going to put on your medical coat and be Patch Adams and... The most, how could it not be the most toxic? Every 5 minutes, he's having stuff come out of his mouth that hasn't even come out of my butt in the toilet. The stuff coming out of his mouth is worse than what's in my toilet when I'm done. Excuse my Italian there, but. It's ridiculous. I mean, how could it not be? Lindsay Boyan, it's like, yeah, it is. Well, I love her. I love her. I mean, but like you would sit there and go, like you wouldn't believe that? When you work with me, you got to be prepared that every other day I'm going to contradict myself because, you know, when they call me out on something, I got to change my stance so that I make them look bad. I got to constantly do that, okay? Every day I'm going to say something that's probably going to contradict what I said the day before or 5 minutes ago, because if I don't, then they're going to get me making me look bad. Now, this is pretty cool because if you haven't heard, the Texas Attorney General is taking on Pennsylvania and Michigan and all them, you know, saying that they illegally violated the Constitution by not following the laws. And from what I've heard from legal experts, it's a neat thing to try. Like, it's, you know, it's kind of like those lawn darts when we were a kid that you throw up. Now they probably got some virtual thing where you have like a controller that you throw up and it simulates where it would have landed, you know. When I was a kid, they had like steel darts that if you weren't careful, the thing would land in your head and your dad would rip the thing out. Get over here, Sean. Ah. Let me just dump some alcohol in there and you take him to, you know, if he had to go to the ER, Lord forbid, because my dad would lose a leg and wouldn't even go to the ER and you need 4 stitches and he's like, not wanting to take you, but anywho. This is crazy. Because Texas is suing these states saying, hey, this is what we had to do. You wrongfully did all this crap. And Georgia fires back saying that we didn't do anything wrong and da-da-da. And this is constitutionally, legally, and factually wrong. Well, they can legally do it, but the legal people said that it's a shot in the dark. It's not really going to probably, they're probably not going to do anything with it. It's probably just going to be, ha ha. Now, maybe because they're saying, hey, we didn't do anything wrong. Okay, well, they could say, well, can you produce evidence that shows they did? I mean, because like I said earlier, I want to, because supposedly Sidney Powell has the evidence. She goes, I've got enough to overturn the election 100% guaranteed, but I've also got, when I get the hard drive, it'll even be icing on the cake. And I'm like, okay, well, supposedly they have all that. Supposedly what I'm understanding is they've got, like, access to do forensic hard drives where they can actually look. And supposedly in some of these investigations, Biden's had more than 100%. He's had, like, 112 or 13 or something. You know, enough to prove that there's shady activity going on. So... And I do know this, that if they go to the Supreme Court and they can say, hey, here's evidence of widespread voter fraud, then the Supreme Court can, we have enough to say that, and they would disqualify the candidate and Trump would win by default. And that's what I think. If Cynthia Powell has that, I don't know how that works. If she can just go, here's the evidence for this, you know, I don't know. Because there's so many different scenarios. Because, like I was talking about today to someone, I said, this don't make no sense. Now, you can't say that this is not sour grapes. Because there's so many, because, like, only, where is it? I want to get into this article. Because there's a couple of them. Where is it? Good old Hollywood celebrity is bashing and going off on Rudy Giuliani because he's got COVID. Like, yeah, where's the unity and the coming together like the Democrats said they were going to do under Biden? But you have, oh, where is it? Yeah. You have all these states that, like, what is it, like, 74% of Republicans say that they think that there was foul play in the election. I don't know how one person cannot believe that there's 40, that there's 70. I can't believe how one person can't believe there's not interference in the elections. How in the heck can a guy who didn't campaign got two people to a rally, didn't flip one House seat? Well, now Democrats are supposedly contesting two close House seats. Oh, we're supposed to accept as result of the election, but they're going to contest these two House seats. But they haven't so far gotten one. They have not flipped one House seat. He got fewer counties than anyone in history. And since 1852, besides Richard Nixon, anyone that got Florida, Ohio, and Iowa won the presidency, except for Richard Nixon. Only president until Trump. Ohio and Florida, it's been 60 years since anyone's won the presidency, winning both of those. He got the fewest counties in history, didn't flip one House seat, didn't campaign, didn't leave his basement hardly at all. Needs a teleprompter to make us and to kind of make sense. But he got more votes than, I think, what was it they say at last count, like 12 million more than Obama, who packed him in. You can say, see, Obama to me was like a con artist, and I truly believe that, because he was someone that was like, because what did they, there was a guy, I forget how it goes, something like where a thief steals without you knowing it. A con artist steals from you with a smile. He thinks you think he's your buddy and he's stealing from you. But you have like Nancy Pelosi and you have Joe Biden that, like, they shouldn't be taking communion, and I don't think they can. I mean, they shouldn't even be, they should be disavowed from the Catholic Church. I mean, how can you, if you're a, if you, how can you support abortion and be a Catholic? That makes no sense. And these people try to demonize, and that's the thing. And I tell people, stay strong. I've been called everything under the sun. Trump's basically called me an American and sometimes a patriot, but basically an American. Stay strong, because you're going to be called everything under the sun. I mean, so were the 3% that stood up against Britain. I mean, this is the problem. You have a teacher who flips out at an anti-lockdown protest, and she's actually been put on leave and is under investigation. She goes AWOL because these people want their kids back in school. I teach these, and she went, oh, my God. And that's someone that's indoctrinating right there. That is an indoctrinator. That's what's wrong with this, with today. Because you have kids today that are literally being taught by people, take that Trump hat off right now. If you don't take off that Trump hat, I'm going to flunk you. I don't care. You will not wear any of your Trump in my classroom. You need to just go to the principal's office right now. And you're going to, okay, well, and that's how they are. They're indoctrinating. If a person is going to be like that and teach my, no, they will not teach my kids. No, because I'm not going to have someone like that try to indoctrinate my kids. Me and my wife can't have kids, but no way. I can't, I know what a lot of my teachers believe now, because I'm an adult, but when I was in school, you didn't know what they believed. You didn't know what to believe. And it's just, I mean, everyone's like, so what do you think's going to happen? And I'm just keeping the faith. Because we're so far, I mean, Arizona, they have legislators that are like, they were certifying an election in Arizona. They were certifying an election in Arizona when I was listening to 11 hours of testimony. There was enough testimony I heard that there needs to be an investigation in Arizona. When there's a guy that did, here's like a map, and this is like a graph. This is Biden's line, and this is Trump's line, and it shows like the precincts and the votes coming in. How did I mimic that? Well, how many Republicans voted for Trump? How many Republicans voted for Biden? How many Democrats voted for Trump? How many Democrats voted for Biden? How many independents? And you go through the whole list, the whole gamut. And when it's all said and done, guess what? The only way I could get that to work is if Biden got 130% of the vote and Trump got minus 30. So if they each got 10 votes, Biden would get 3 of Trump's. Well, wait a minute. The voting system they use at Dominion can be used in a business-type election. In a business-type election, if you don't know, the hierarchy you are, your vote's worth more. Because since I'm a senior executive and I'm voting for the CEO, my vote's going to be weighted because it's more valuable. So I'm the equivalent to 3 votes. Now the employee should be the equivalent of 3 votes because this guy's going to affect the people that are at the bottom making the $5 an hour. But, you know. And there's tons of evidence, and they're demanding that this. But of course, you have the people in Arizona. The election certified. It's over. There's not one bit of fraud. You can't prove anything. There's not one shred of evidence. Well, maybe instead of certifying the election, you were sitting in there and listening to that testimony of the people that came forth with. And I love it because it had people in there that are experts, not just I mean, there are a bunch of people in there. I mean, some had Republican, but I don't think they're Republican, though. I just think they're just people that the Democrats hand-selected and gave them a Republican badge and put it on there. Because the people they knew that were true Republicans, they were treated like SHIT. These people weren't. Okay? And that's... But a lot of these libertards, no matter what... I actually asked someone, I said, so what do you mean by evidence? What would I have to put in front of you and show you that you go, holy crap, there was fraud. All I've heard, if I can prove something to them, well, is that going to really overturn the election? I mean, that's illegal. Yeah, sure, but so what? Is that going to really overturn the election? Oh, so I guess we're at the point now where some fraud is okay. I can do illegal crap all I want to, as long as it's not going to affect the outcome of the election, it's fine. I guess we're going to start putting limits. Like, if you go to Sam's Club, you can steal 1 watch, and it's okay, but if you get caught with 4, now we're going to do something to you. Like I've said before on this program, all you have to do is know what it costs to sue someone. And you're in like Flynn. If I know that this guy's going to have to spend $25,000 to sue me, I just have to steal $20,000 from him. He's not going to sue me because it's going to cost him more to go after me than he's going to get. Because even if he wins and I have to pay him the $20,000 or $20 million or whatever it is, if it's going to cost him $25 million or $20 million, whatever, you know, or the 25, let's just say it's $25,000 it's going to cost him to sue me. All I have to do is take $20,000, and it's going to cost him more to sue me than he would get, because even if he wins, he's going to get $20,000. It's going to cost him more to sue than he would get, so they're not going to sue. And I've seen that happen. I've known people, and someone asked me, this is bullcrap, why aren't they going after him? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, it's going to cost him more to go after than they would get if they won. Even if they won, it would cost them more. They would lose money even if they win, so they're not going to do it. And they couldn't. That's how it is. Welcome to the party, pal. But that's how it is. I mean, where is all the Republicans and Democrats? Because most of these people are in bed. Hey, I've got a cursed life. I got a cursed life. Why am I going to give that up? I can. All I have to do is every 2 years keep campaigning on the same crap every 2 years. We're not going to fix anything. We're not going to do anything. I don't know what we're going to do now because we've been campaigning about putting up a wall, but Trump's built it, so crap, now what do we campaign on? What do we do? Because we're used to campaigning on the same thing every 2 years. What do we do now? Trump is fixing stuff. We got to stop this. Because everything that I don't know what to... Well, maybe... Take the stuff that you were campaigning. Well, not only did we build a wall, we're going to improve on it, make it better. But that's the problem. They're so in bed. Look at Nancy Pelosi. I'm a public servant, but I've got a $100 million net worth, and I've got a house with a 30-foot wall around it. And oh, yeah, you can't have a wall at the border. But oh, yeah, look at this is my extensive collection. I've got like 100 gallons of premium ice cream. Yeah, this is not just cheap. Yeah, this is custom made for me. Yeah, this is like $1,000 a pint, but it's okay. You know, I'm a public servant. I deserve it. I do so much. You will not know what it's like to sit in your office and have to wait for someone to bring you delivery. Are you kidding me? I'm a public servant. I shouldn't have to wait for delivery. It should be instantly brought to me. They should know what I want in my head. I'm a public servant. Okay, I deserve a mansion with a 30-foot wall around it. That's why these people aren't going after and helping Trump. They have a cush life. Now they're just trying to figure out what to do because they can't keep campaigning on the same crap year after year because Trump is actually getting stuff done. They can't say they're going to fix the VA anymore because Trump's done it. Because I know a lot of them have been campaigning for years. Well, you elect me, I'm going to fix the roads. I'm going to get a wall built. We're going to fix the VA. We're going to do all this. Well, crap. Trump's already doing all that. What do I do now? Oh, crap. Now what do I campaign on? Maybe fixing it? Maybe, well, Trump fixed the VA some, but I'm going to make it even better. How about that? How about taking stuff that you've been campaigning on for 20 years and make it happen and do what you say you're going to do and then continue to make what you said you were going to do even better and work on it. Don't forget G. Men and Williams, 525 West Ottawa Street, P.O. Box 30212, Lansing, Michigan 48909, and send the Michigan Attorney General as many Christmas cards as you can, as many biblical ones as possible, because she's going ballistic. Because if you don't remember, she heard Trump wish his followers a Merry Christmas and her son couldn't take it. So make sure you get lots of Christmas cards out to her.
My mom was wondering what that was. I didn't have a clue.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah. So they have those, and I'm going to bring this up like this, like the third time I'm bringing it up, but they have those little things like, Susie, all she wants for Christmas is one birthday card, and then she gets like 10 truckloads of gifts. I'm going to have like 10, like, U.S. Postal Service trucks pull up with, like, Christmas cards. The more biblical, the better, please.
What's the son's name?
I'll have to look it up.
That's who I'm going to address it to.
Yeah. But this is interesting because we don't have the DOJ, we don't have the FBI, we don't have the CIA, we don't have nothing. Visa and MasterCard are investigating Pornhub over alleged child abuse videos. I guess they've made a statement, Pornhub has, that, well, we can't really, I mean, we have no way of verifying the millions of videos that people upload all the time and whether or not they're, I mean, yeah, they, you know, unless they have, like, some forensic person that can look at the person and, well, you know, well, I, they can't tell whether they're 14 or 19, and they can't control all this stuff is what they're claiming. And I'm like, and there's evidence that supposedly that there's videos being published that are actual, like, child abduction, where they actually, kids that have been abducted for real, and they're actually really abusing them. And we can't really tell if they're actually, how do you say that? Like, if they're actually submitting. That's why some videos and some of those, I was reading, like, Silver Archers on this, where they'll, like, in the beginning of the video, I my name is so-and-so, I consent to everything that's happening, I'm into this, I love it. That way they can prove they're consenting, because, you know, so it's pretty interesting that it's Visa and MasterCard are investigating this, not the government, not like the DOJ, not the FBI or CIA, because there could be child trafficking involved in this. It's just, you know, but we don't have a deal. We don't have a, see, that's the thing. This election is not just about Trump and being stolen, okay? Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Where's, when there's proof that Hillary Clinton did stuff and nothing's being done, when there's evidence of stuff all across the board, and no one's, people, I guess, are like me, tired of seeing all these politicians do whatever they want to. Oh, yeah, you need to stay home. No Christmas, okay? You ain't going to church, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to be locked in your closet on Christmas, okay? Oh, don't worry, I've got a 100,000 people coming to my place. It's a big mansion. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a... But you need to stay home. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. Oh, and to the CNN medical analyst about canceling Christmas and New Year's plans and all that, no, I don't think so. I'm going to do whatever the heck I want to do. I live in a constitutional republic, and the Constitution doesn't say I can do whatever I want to, except for when the Chinese plant a virus and you try to control me over it. Sorry. I'm an American. I'm not a communist. I'm not going to bow down, well, only to Jesus Christ, of course. You need to, I'm a medical analyst, and you need to cancel everything, except for, don't worry about, see, I'm a medical doctor, so I'm immune. I take hydroxychloroquine, and everything that I say is bad for you to take, but hey, what the heck? Cancel, okay, whatever. It's like that mall where that kid was like, I want a Nerf gun, and the Santa goes off about guns. And the kid loses, the kid starts, are you kidding me? Son, you can't have a Nerf gun, okay? They're dangerous. Because you're going to start with a Nerf gun, then you're going to end up with a rifle and a shotgun. Great. Start them out with a Nerf gun and teach them responsibility, okay? Treat this like a real gun. Don't point it at anyone, okay? When you got a Nerf thing in there, it's loaded. That's the problem in this country. You need to. There's no dads. There's no people teaching their kids, okay, here's a firearm. I'm going to show you how to tell if it's loaded, how to field strip it, how to put a safety on if there is one, how to protect yourself so if you and your friends come along one, you'll know how to handle it. You'll know how to disable it. Okay, let's call the police. Yeah, we found the gun here. We don't know who it belongs to. My dad's taught me everything about guns. I have the chambers empty. I've got safety on. There you go. Teach them responsibility. But supposedly the governor and the lieutenant governor are announcing that they will not call a special session of legislature over the election, you know, because, I mean, they can change all these rules in voting because of COVID-19, but if you go back into their, like, federal bylaws and stuff, they just can't do a special session, and they just can't. State law is clear. The legislature can only direct an alternative method for choosing presidential electors if the election is not able to be held on the date set by the federal law. It's bullcrap. It's the same. It's, oh, well, we have to change how we're going to do the election because of COVID-19. But when it comes to trying to figure out, trying to prove there's fraud, oh, well, the law says we can't do that. Well, the law says you can't do certain things, but you did them anyways. That's the problem. They don't know what to do. They're on to us. I mean, people aren't buying this. I'm not buying all this. They can call me whatever they want to call me. I don't care anymore. Sorry, I'm not going to believe for one second that a dude that lived in his basement that got two people to a rally that can't complete a sentence, that didn't flip one House seat, got more, like 12 million more votes than Obama. Trump got more votes than Obama did, and Obama won in a landslide. But whatever. Whatever. You know, I mean, who cares? But all this, oh, we have to do all this stuff because of COVID-19. And now that it comes to investigating this, move along now. Nothing to see here. We got to follow the law. The law says that we just can't do this. Oh, we need to protect the people with COVID-19. And we have to break the law to do that. But when it comes to proving there's fraud, oh, we can't do that. It's going to be interesting because supposedly, I don't know where these are, but they have actual, like, they're getting access to the forensics of the machines, and that will show proof. So, there's just so much going on. There's so many lawsuits. And in the same state, too, like, they've actually, because there's like three states that I think we have actual access to the actual data in the machines to prove. It's going to be interesting to see, you know. And Mark Levine has asked the Supreme Court to intercede in this. And what a lot of us just want is, okay, we just want, okay, why won't you let investigation, because, well, we've recounted the illegal votes 10 times, and we get the same number. If you count the same crap votes over and over and over again, it ain't going to change. You need to go through and say, like there's a video of a lady in Georgia. And she's like back to work, and she's in like a cubicle. And they're handing her tons of ballots to enter, absentee ballots. Yeah, I'm entering all these absentee ballots. Okay, how in the heck? Well, that's not evident. I mean, that's not evidence. Yeah, just like that video where, yeah, I guess I don't understand counting ballots because you have to bring a table when everyone leaves in secretly and then take ballots from underneath the table. I'll give you that 1% that they call them ballot suitcases. But why do you have to have everyone escorted out and sneak in the table, and then underneath the table, they have to come out from underneath the table? Two and two aren't equaling four. You got to remember something, folks. When that Stop the Steal thing on Facebook got taken down, there was 2.5 million people that were waiting to be accepted when they shut it down. That's 2.5 million people that were on the Stop This. And that was on that Facebook page. And some people didn't even know about it until after when they shut it down. So who knows how many million would have been on there. We just want to have answers. We just want to know that when it all said and done, prove to me that there's, you can't prove to me that there's no election fraud in Arizona when they have 11 hours of hearing, and I'm like, okay, wow. That needs to be investigated and looked at. And they don't want to investigate and look at anything. Move along now. There's nothing to see here. Shut up. And I like that the computer experts that actually have the knowledge. I just, it's going to be, what's going to be interesting to see is Nevada, because they're one of the few states that's actually taken up the case and see, oh, we'll look into this. Let's go to court with this. Let's see the evidence. We want to see what you have. And the big thing they keep coming, this is another thing that gets me, is they keep coming out with this misinformation that, well, if the Biden supporters would have known only about this and that, that would have been enough to overturn the election. There was voter. That's if you believe the election results right now. That's if you believe that Joe Biden won fewer counties than anyone in history. If you believe all these things are like a mathematical impossibility. Biden was losing in all the swing states, and we wake up and all of a sudden he's way ahead. And that's what they keep saying, because supposedly the Supreme Court said that, well, even if you take away these ballots that came in after, it's still nowhere near enough to overturn. And that's what they're claiming, that, oh, there was some fraud, but not enough to overturn the election. So when you had from like 10 o'clock to like 8 in the morning, like 200,000 ballots that were only Biden's, that makes sense. I'm asking for myself, not a friend. I'm just wondering. I mean, inquiring minds want to know, and I want to know. Because like that, lawsuit filed in Texas, you know, against Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, that they violated the Constitution. It's going to be interesting to see if they even do anything with it. I don't know if they will, but it's going to be interesting to see. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know if they'll do anything. On Newsmax today, They had a law, legal expert, hey, it's a great thing. Kudos for the miscongeniality, and we'll have to see if it goes anywhere, does anything. Basically, from what I'm understanding is, if they can prove widespread voter fraud, then the Supreme Court, and if they have enough of it, they can say, okay, yeah, they can disqualify a candidate. I'm still wondering about Sidney Powell, that supposedly has the evidence of all evidence that, you know. But Fulton County, Georgia, they took 6.3 million. From Zuckerberg-funded group. Yeah, there's millions of dollars that Zuckerberg funneled to all these different election people and stuff. Hey, you do this, there's some money under the table for you. More evidence. I don't know what a liberal will need, because no matter what you show them, it doesn't mean nothing. But, you know, I mean, just more and more and more. I mean, they found tons of this where the Center for Tech and Civic Life. Oh, this is not-for-profit stuff. It's okay. Here, you can have $350 million and give it out to people and, you know, to election officials here and there, hey, you allow stuff to slip and you make sure that stuff happens and, you know, don't worry. There's nothing fishy about it. It's okay. Let me tell you, this would be front page news in every media outlet if it was Trump and his people. Remember, folks, it's 1776. Are your cannons loaded? Mine are. But that $6.3 million going to election officials and this for, hey, you ensure that there's fraud, you ensure this, that's what happened. They'll deny it, but that's what the whole point of it was. That's why you have 2.5 million that were waiting to get on that Stop the Steal. That's why you have these rallies and people are not backing down, the people are not stopping, the people are not giving up. That's why the Goya CEO chose AOC for Employee of the Month, because when she did that boycott call, they got so many. Come out and support Trump, and let me tell you, your business will skyrocket. You support Dems, and you won't go anywhere. Just so you understand this, folks. Yeah, they try to deny this. 2015, I'll do 2019. 2,900,689 deaths, total deaths, CDC. As of November 16th, 2020, 2,487,350 deaths. About 400,000 deaths fewer than 19. And that's with this pandemic. Stay home. We know what's best for you. Yeah, and it is flagged with missing information. Oh, was I supposed to say? I think I did label it as fact. Oh, I should. It's missing info. I forgot to label it. This is facts. You can tell whenever they flag any of my stuff, it's the fact. I've had stuff flagged that I post myself. Are you sure that this is real information and not fake? No. It's fake because it's pro-Trump, so it has to be fake. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. It's okay. And it's just funny because I'm a conspiracy theorist, because I'd rather be a conspiracy theorist and question everything about this world than not be one. And that's the thing. We're not gonna bow down to a government. I mean, this is how bad it is. Like I was talking about earlier, the woke Santa that's rejecting a boy's request for a Nerf gun. He was relieved of his duties, and another Santa delivered presents to the boy's home. I mean, this society has got to end. It's got to end, this woke crap. Well, we were going to have a cowboy and Indians birthday party for my son, but someone might be offended. And we even offered to have like a clown make like laser blazers out of twisty balloons so that we could sit there and that way it's not really a gun. It's more PC. This whole woke crap, when we were kids, we had lawn darts that had a real steel dart on it. And half the times you just throw them at each other trying to... Not today. Now lawn darts probably has like a little remote control that you hold, and when you throw it up, you have like a screen in it, and it simulates where it would have landed so you don't get hurt. Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, you had like stuff you put on cuts and burns. That, like, okay, Mom, the cut didn't hurt until you splash that stuff on there, and then Mom hears you say words she never knew you knew. Not today. Now they got like pain-free antiseptic creams. Not ours. Ours were like increased the pain creams. That's right. If it's going to kill the bacteria, it's going to hurt. See, kids today have it easy. We had Listerine that looked like urine that tasted like crap. And that's, you know, if it tastes bad, looks like crap, makes you want to vomit, then it has to work. Not today. Now they got bubblegum flavored Listerine. You know those old people? The reason why they eat? Because if you're going to drink, it tastes bad, and you're going to have a perm in the face because you're going to look like that. Yeah. Okay? Not now. They got bubblegum schnapps. They got blueberry schnapps. They got birthday cake schnapps. Ice cream schnapps. Don't worry. You drink the whole bottle and then you die from alcohol poisoning, but it tasted good. Kids today don't know what it's like. See that nice trophy over there? Yeah, that's for first place. You want that. You want to work hard to get that. See these little one-inch little trophies? Yeah, that's a little participation trophy that everyone gets, these little tiny things. You want that big trophy, the giant 5-foot one for first place, 4-foot for second, and third place for third. You don't want that little 1-inch little plastic little trophy that everyone got. Because they thought, hey, a piece of paper is probably not going to last. Let's give them a little 1-inch high little tiny participation trophy. Well, when the trophy is a little thing is cheap. And we strived for the giant big trophy. We didn't get, everyone didn't get a trophy. You just got these little tiny, small little dinkly thing that was, so you could remember playing baseball. And that's all it was for. It wasn't designed to be like, you didn't want that. I mean, most people do, I want that big one. Not today. Today, you got to have equal opportunity and equal outcome. I went to college and you went to college. I should have the same outcome as you. No. I bust my butt and I work hard. Guess what? You bust your butt, some people are going to make it, some aren't. That's why the McDonald brothers didn't succeed and Ray Kroc did, because he busted his butt and he said, no, we're gonna make this little Insta shake because it costs way too much money to have real milk shakes with real ice cream with the refrigeration cost and everything. And we're going to have Coke advertised on our sign and we're going to do stuff. We're going to make some money. We're going to do some things that they didn't want to do. Millions of people before you paid for their schooling. Well, I shouldn't have to pay to go to school. Well, then, be an apprentice. Get paid and learn to be an electrician or a plumber or a welder. Everyone wants to go to college so they can sit in some giant highfalutin office and think they're going to be some CEO and not have to earn what they have. Don't get it. People don't want to earn anything anymore. I just want to sit at home and collect. Where's my stimulus check? Yeah. Imagine if you had to rely on that stimulus check to survive. You wouldn't be surviving. How about instead of lockdowns, we're going to church. We're open up. What would they do if every business said, screw these lockdowns, we're opening our restaurant. We're going to take this back. That's what I encourage. Open your church. Open your restaurants. Get out and do. What are they going to do if every restaurant opens up their doors to full capacities? I don't care. That's what we're going to do. I got the Constitution. ...90 seconds left in the program, folks, to stand up. Do something. I can't believe Trump and his super spreaders. Oh, well, they weren't super spreaders when all those riots were happening. It's the double standard, you know, with all these celebrities coming out saying that, going off on Rudy Giuliani and all this. Where's the unity and coming together? Where's this unity? It's just funny. I'm wondering how many Democrats have gotten it, and either they don't say anything or what, because you never hear of Democrats coming down with COVID. You hear Trump people all the time do, but not Democrats. So you wonder if they're getting it and they're just keeping their mouth shut about it or what. I don't know. But that's about all the time I have for tonight, folks. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. And get up and do something. Don't forget to send those Christmas cards out to the Michigan Attorney General. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Don't back down. Never apologize for being patriotic. God bless you all, and good night, and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.